This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Are prices rising too fast? The Fed thinks so, and it's expected to raise its key interest rate today by about a quarter point as it battles inflation. What that means for you is it'll be more expensive now to borrow money, to buy a house, say, or a car. The Fed's expected to raise its short-term rate to about 5.3%, the highest in more than 20 years. Later this morning, President Biden's son Hunter will appear in federal court in Delaware, expected to plead guilty in a deal with prosecutors on tax and gun charges. The AP's Norman Hall.
A federal judge appointed by then-President Trump must still approve the plea agreement that was reached following a lengthy federal investigation. It calls for the president's son to plead guilty to misdemeanor counts of failing to pay taxes. Hunter Biden must also commit to court-imposed conditions that will spare him the full prosecution on a federal gun charge.
That charge involves illegally possessing a gun as a drug user. That unrelenting heat is spreading from the southwest across the nation's midsection. David Roth with the Weather Prediction Center.
Some of the Midwest will be quite hot too, getting above 100. So don't want to leave them out, especially since, you know, there's some large cities around there like St. Louis and Kansas City. So they'll be pretty hot. Even if they're not expected to get to record, they'll be pretty close.
And the heat's going to travel to the East Coast later this week. The extreme temperatures in Greece are providing an unwelcome backdrop for those big wildfires there. New evacuations were ordered overnight on the islands of Corfu, Rhodes, and Evia. A union representing thousands of doctors in Britain says they will go on strike for 4 days in August as their pay dispute with the government remains unresolved. Apparently, you didn't win the big Mega Millions jackpot last night. No big winners in Mega Millions. This is AP News. We're learning more about a former U.S. Marine injured while fighting in Ukraine. The AP's Ed Donahue with what we know.
The State Department says a former American Marine, freed from Russia last year, has been injured while fighting in Ukraine. Trevor Reed got out of Russia in a prisoner swap.
That government is really sincerely evil at all levels, from the top to the bottom.
A source tells the AP Reed was wounded several weeks ago in Ukraine. The State Department says he was taken to Germany for medical care. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Reed was not in Ukraine on behalf of the U.S.
Since the beginning of the war, we've been very clear. We have warned that U.S. citizens who travel to Ukraine, especially with the purpose of participating in fighting there, that they face significant risk.
Reed's presence in Ukraine could complicate U.S. efforts to win the release of two other Americans still detained by Russia. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said. You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.